There are few places on Earth where it would be better to tell the story of the encounter between Western technologies and the Third World than here in Australia and New South Wales. For 20, 30, 40,000 years, hunters and gatherers had wandered through these precise woods. The Biribi, for example, were a local clan here, and they had picked the fruits, they had hunted the wallabies and the koala and the other animals here, and lived in many ways an idyllic existence. And then only 200 years ago or so, the Europeans arrived and they wanted the land, and they didn't see why the natives should be allowed to remain on it. So in that famous encounter, they destroyed almost all the native population of Australia. Why should they want an area like this? Well, there were lots of reasons apart from keeping their livestock. For instance, the trees here, many of them were beautiful cedars, and they wanted them for the wood which they would use, for instance, for railway carriages. So the woods were logged, the pastures were raised to grow various kinds of animals, and the whole thing was destroyed, and the peoples themselves who had lived here for all those thousands of years were driven off and destroyed by disease and by raids.